our regular segment on culture and arts on Rai Argentina to the world. Marco is a new museum that opens in the neighborhood of La Boca in Buenos Aires. Marco is located in a historic Art Nouveau style building in this emblematic neighborhood of BA, La Boca, in the southern limits of the capital, by the border, on the banks of the Riachuelo. The inauguration exhibition will be called Republica by Alexis Minkiewicz, and an exhibition called Dialogues Collection by artists Bruno Del Giudice, Agustín González Goitia, and Lucrecia Leonti, and the curator Paula Carrilla. Created with the aim of housing the artistic collection of the Tres Pinos Foundation, which consists of some 800 works, the Marco La Boca Museum of Contemporary Art also aims at generating a space for all those contemporary artists who wish to present their works. The Marco Museum can be visited free of charge between Wednesdays and Sundays in the district of La Boca. Legendary Argentine rock group Almendra will celebrate the 50th anniversary of the release of their debut album back in 1969. Musicians Emilio Del Guercio, Edelmiro Molinari, and Rodolfo Garcia, former members of Almendra, a group which was founded and led by the late guitarist, songwriter, and singer Luis Alberto Spinetta, will meet in a concert with the National Music Orchestra Juan de Dios Filiberto to mark the 50th anniversary of the groundbreaking first album of this group. The concert will take place on October 16 at the CCK Center of Buenos Aires. It will be conducted and arranged by Juan Pollo Raffo. Mariana Bianchini and Rubén Goldín will also be part of the show as solo performers, while Maestro Mariano Chiacchiarini will be in charge of conducting the music of the concert. Almendra's record of the same name, Almendra, their debut album, was a milestone in the beginnings of Argentine rock, with immortal and perennial classic songs such as A Prayer for a Sleeping Child, or Fermín, or Ana Does Not Sleep, and especially this song.
¿A dónde vas? Quédate hasta el alba. Muchacha, pequeños pies, no corras más. Quédate hasta el alba. Sueña un sueño despacito entre mis manos, hasta que por la ventana suba el sol. Muchacha, piel de rayón, no corras más, tu tiempo es hoy. Y no hables más, muchacha, corazón de tiza, cuando todo duerma te robaré un color.
Y no hables más, muchacha, corazón de tiza, cuando todo duerma te robaré un color.
Paper Eyes Girl. That's perhaps the most important song of Almendra's career, or the most famous. They had loads of classic songs, but that's perhaps the most famous, the one we just played. And it was included in that first album, which is considered a milestone in the history of Argentine rock. 50 years will be marked of that historic disc with this concert starring the living musicians of Almendra, minus obviously Spinetta, who passed away in 2012. The group had a short lifespan. It disbanded in the early 1970s after a couple of years. They had a reunion in 1979 and then a brief reunion in the final concert of Spinetta in 2009. Wasn't his final concert actually, but he got together all of the bands he founded and integrated throughout his four-decade career in a concert that was eternal. It lasted 6 hours. I was there. It was in early December 2009, almost 10 years ago. Cuba and Uruguay ratify their cultural brotherhood at the 42nd Montevideo Book Fair. The cultures of these two Latin American countries are coming together between Monday, last Monday, and October 13 at the 42nd edition of the International Book Fair of Montevideo, in which the Caribbean nation is the guest of honor. Every day during the fair, Cuba will offer special cultural activities, gatherings with writers, film exhibitions, and a photographic exhibition marking the 500 years of the city of Havana, Cuba's capital. On this edition of the book fair, the Contemporary Writing Festival will be inaugurated with the participation of writers Cristina Morales from Spain, Alejandra Costamagna from Chile, and Maria Moreno from Argentina. And there will be rooms for talks on raising awareness and increasing the visibility of female writers. Argentine filmmaker Lucrecia Martel was awarded the Friedrich Wilhelm Murnau Film Prize in Germany. Film director and screenwriter Martel was awarded that prize this week, which is worth 10,000 euros and is awarded every 2 years. Other winners of the Murnau Prize were filmmakers such as Wim Wenders, Erich Rohmer, Werner Herzog and Aki Kaurismäki. The mention is a tribute to German filmmaker Murnau, one of the most influential and valuable directors of the silent film era, who also excelled in the US. Lucrecia Martel, who was the chairwoman of the jury at the Las Venice Film Festival, has made short films, music videos for Björk, for example, and documentaries, but she's mainly recognized for her feature films such as The Swamp, La Cienega, or Sama. As she was receiving the award, she emphasized that she was influenced by Murnau's horror film Nosferatu, which creates suspense without any spectacle. Overall, she said, there probably isn't a director in the world who does not have Murnau somewhere in the back of their minds.